Previously on
Best Cut of the Music. New Orleans. I got two tickets.
What are we supposed to do with the show if I'm a vampire and you're just normal?
Well, maybe you should have thought of that before you turned me into a ghost.
Look,
you asshole.
Are we going to get into that again? I told you, I did not know they were going to eat you.
I'm
going to
be the most sour ghost you've ever met this morning. Let's make the most of this night.
Yeah, let's make the most of this night. Let's just do everything.
Taste that can't be beat. We got the best cuts of
music.
We got the best cuts of
music.
Thank you.
You're listening to the best
cuts
of
Music
Edition
61.
Thank you.
beautiful out here on the bayou.
It sure is. I've always wanted to go to the bayou.
This would hurt my stomach if I had one, the swishing and sway in the boat.
Yeah, that's true. I really wish you were corporeal. You could have gotten one of these fun crawfish hats like I got.
I know, I haven't been able to grab anything since those curtains that I pulled back this morning. Or was it this afternoon? I don't know. Your sleeping schedule is weird.
Yeah, well, I'm glad they have late night tours here on the Bubba Gump tour boat.
I am too. I just wish that we didn't have to go through that 3-hour Forrest Gump museum before we could go on this tour.
Yeah, that was a little bit tedious.
I didn't need to know what the assistant photographer was doing these days. I didn't need to be caught up on his life.
Yeah, and the gift shop was just so unbelievably tacky.
Right. Do you think that they could have packed more in there? They had the Bubba Gump apparel, Bubba Gump crawfish cooking stuff, and then they had apples in there?
Yeah.
They had Max? What is that about?
Yeah, and they had those assorted chocolate boxes.
Right, right.
And
JFK speech CDs.
Yeah,
it's
they like, had really? The Save the Whales and a Shit Happens t-shirts.
Right, and all the Vietnam paraphernalia. And,
right.
Books.
I mean, and they had that one, that fun, I did like that one funny thing where you could sit in this chair with a wheelchair with that bottom out of it, so it made it look like you had no legs.
Oh, that was cool. Yeah, I wish we could have afforded
get
that.
Your photo.
Yeah. I would have bought it for you if I could hold money.
Yeah.
By the way, do you know where my pants are with all my cash in it? Because I might need that later. Maybe I'll have you buy something for me or something.
Yeah, it's back at the room.
Okay. But did you have any money? I kind of wanted to.
Yeah.
Those.
Yeah, I've got money. I still got my debit card.
Really?
So.
I really wanted to get that Vietnam in pictures with all the awful Vietnam pictures in there.
Well, maybe if the gift shop's still open when we're done with the
sweet
shrimp boat tour, I'll get that for you.
I know
you.
That stuff's a little overpriced, but I don't really have the patience for eBay right now.
Yeah, and when else are we going to have the chance?
Right.
We're in New Orleans. This is what vacations are all about.
Well, that's what we saved up our money for, to spend.
Yeah. What's the point of going somewhere if you don't spend any money?
Right. Life's for living, not for saving money. Do you think that they're going to let us fish for crawfish? How do you fish for crawfish?
Oh, I think you... I think we put out some kind of a net or something and a trawl for it. Trawl? Huh. Is that the word? Trawl?
Trawl, yeah. Bill Dance, trolling motors.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, are crawfish the same as crayfish?
I don't know.
Is that similar to catfish or is it more similar to crawdads?
I think they're similar to mud bugs.
Okay.
Crayfish, crawfish, crawdad.
Crawdad.
Yeah. I'm not sure which is which. I think they're just like little lobsters.
Oh, well.
Yeah, they're like teacup lobsters.
That's kind of gross, isn't it?
I think so. They have that chitinous outer exoskeleton with that open circulatory system. That always bothers me.
Yeah.
I need creatures to have bones.
I agree.
And a heart.
I don't
with
like
blood moving in and out of it.
You do like that blood,
I
don't
love
you?
Blood.
Love that blood.
God, it's kind of my thing now.
Yeah, you're really into blood these days. You know, that reminds me of when I was 6, we were at the public swimming pool, and there was this old grizzled fisherman who was washing out all his crawdads in the swimming pool. It was really gross.
Yeah, that is gross.
And it kind of made me think that...
I don't think chlorine would be good for crawdads.
No. He owned the local New Orleans eatery named Hoodads. They were wildly popular. I guess people really took to that chlorine taste. Although the shrimp tasted bad, I think that they didn't marinate that.
They didn't marinate it?
You think...
They didn't devein it?
No, they didn't. They didn't.
One thing I don't like getting is a mouthful of poop shoot when I'm eating shrimp.
It's true. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And their diets are so awful these days, the last couple of generations.
Mm-hmm.
Hamburgers and pizza. Full of fat, just sitting around watching TV.
Playing Xbox.
Lazy fucking
Lazy
shrimp.
Lazy shrimp.
Do you think shrimp and crawdads hang out? It seems like they would be friends.
Probably not. I imagine a scenario like West Side Story where the shrimps and the crawdads all come together and they snap fingers and hiss around each other.
But then there's probably a love story where one of the crawdads is...
Is in love with one of the shrimps.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
And he turns into a crawdad dad, which is kind of cute.
Yeah, and crawdad mom.
Well, shrimp mom.
Shrimp mom.
Or shrimp dad.
Oh, yeah, I guess
crawdad
so.
Crawdad mom. But, you know, it reminds me of this episode of Star Trek where... They pick up the two guys who had, one had half his face black and the other one had half his face white.
Oh, yeah.
The other guy had the opposite.
Yeah.
And they were fighting a racial war. And the message was, hey, you guys, you're so much, you're similar while you're fighting, you know, you have so much in common.
And yeah. So like the shrimp and the crawdad, that's why you guys fight.
Yeah.
You have so much in common. You're both disgusting to me and tasty.
Yeah.
I like to eat you both indiscriminately.
Yeah, with butter and lemon.
Right. You both taste excellent with butter and lemon. Why don't you guys get along? I'm going to say that next time I get mugged or robbed or something. Why are we fighting? We both taste delicious.
Yeah, when I get mugged, just like, I just say, hey, why do we got to do this? Why can't I just take you out for a nice, delicious meal, mm-hmm. and then we'll go to Best Buy and I'll buy you a stereo? I mean, that's what you're going to do anyway.
Yeah.
So we might as well just hang out and do it.
Yeah.
And then you'll have a friend, you know? It's lonely when you got to spend stolen money all by yourself.
Yeah, it is. You probably can't tell anyone either.
Yeah.
He could open it all up to you.
Yeah. Be there for outreach.
You could get his address and then later call the cops on him.
Yeah, there's that too. And then I would have gotten a free meal, my money back.
Right.
And a new stereo.
And then he's trying to fuck you over, and then you fuck the insurance companies over.
That's right.
I like the way that works.
Yes. It's a win-lose-win-win situation.
It is. Well, it looks like it's your turn to fish for the crawdads. Are we supposed to have these fishing poles? I thought we were going to use nets. It seemed awfully small to be using fishing poles.
Yeah, you can. We use little tiny hooks, and it has little tiny cheeseburgers on the hooks.
Oh, that's
nice. They totally go for that.
It's delicious and cute. Oh, look at this. Your hook's huge.
Hmm.
I wonder what...
That's a little bigger.
I guess they grow these crawdads a little big here in the bayou.
That's true. I did hear things were just bigger here in the bayou. I hope it's a bayou native too. I don't want any sort of crawdads that came from like Ohio, went down the Mississippi and came here. I want local native crawdad.
Well, they might have come down here for work.
Well, they should have stayed where they were. It's not going to help their own economy if they move out of the place. I mean, it's hard enough on the local crawdads just trying to make a living for themselves and cut out a little space in the Delta without having to have all these foreign crawdad interests come in and take their jobs.
Well, I understand that, Sam, but it's trickle-down crawdad economics. I mean, they get the good jobs, and the other crawdads are forced into other labor, but then they move, and everyone, it's like a kind of a social evolution chain.
Hmm. I guess so. Nah, I don't know. I don't think that works. I just don't.
It's Darwin. It's all in Darwin.
I don't want any...
Obviously, these Ohio crawdads are reading Darwin.
No foreign crawdads in my backyard. That's what I say.
I think we live in a melting pot society, or as it were, a boiling pot society. And as such, labor should be distributed evenly depending on needs and interests, skills.
Mm.
Obviously, these Ohio crawdads have a better skill set than the poor, lazy bayou crawdads. But that's neither here nor there.
I guess not. I guess we'll just agree to disagree on crawdad civics.
Oh, you got a bite?
I do. Holy cow, I've never done this. What do I do with this pole thingy? What do I do?
Put it on your belt and the little latch on your belt.
Okay.
Now pull up and slowly reel it in.
What's the really, what do you mean reel?
Well, the thing with the cast where you turn it.
Oh, okay.
It's a rod and reel.
All right, I'm reeling it in. Reeling, man, this puppy's putting up a fight. Oh, man. I can't hold it. I can't hold it.
Hold
me. Hold me back. I can't. Somebody. Holy crap! Holy crap!
Sam, somebody help! Somebody help my vampire friend! He's in the water!
Thank you. first time may be wondering what is going to happen now.
You're listening to the best
cuts
of
Music
Edition
61.
Hello? Does anybody hear me?
Robbie.
Can anyone hear me?
Robbie, I can hear you.
Is anyone scared of my ghost voice?
No, I sound like that too.
Come, Sam. This is the only charm of my being a ghost. And
well, I can't. There's a lot of reverb in the belly of this. I guess I'm in the belly of this crawdad.
Yeah, we're in the belly of the crawdad.
A lot bigger than I expected.
He must have eaten me. I blacked out.
Yeah.
For a second. I can't believe you got us stuck in this damn crawdad.
I can't either.
Why did we even go on this stupid tour? I'm a ghost, and you had me eaten. I can't believe you had me eaten.
How did the other people?
You get to be a vampire, and I got to be this stupid ghost.
Yeah.
This is terrible, man.
Got to be some up plus sides to this.
Terrible.
Dude, come on, man up. We're gonna get out of this crawdad.
This is terrible.
Worst things have happened. Hey, you're a ghost, though. I mean, look at it this way. You're not going to get dissolved. I mean, luckily, my tough vampire skin is not allowing me to be digested inside this guy. Most of the people who are on the cruise have already been digested.
Yeah. Oh, look, someone dropped their Gilligan hat.
Ooh.
Will you put that on me?
I can't, dude. It just falls right through you.
Well, just hold it over my head for a second. Take my felt ghost hat for a second and hold this over my head. I want to see what it looks like.
Okay. You don't have a mirror.
Well, I can't see anything.
It's dark in here.
Do you have a mirror?
No, I don't.
A flashlight?
I don't. No.
Like a chandelier light? Man, yeah. Okay, just put my felt hat back on. Thank you. Will you put on the Gilligan hat?
Yeah, sure. Man. I'll put it on, but I kind of wanted it, but I've got my crayfish hat on.
What happened to your Victorian hat?
Well, I traded that one in when I got the crayfish hat.
Where'd you pick up the crayfish hat?
I got it at the gift shop. At the Bubba Gump gift shop.
Why didn't you trade in your Victorian clothes too?
These are really comfortable.
Well, that Bubba Gump shirt over your Victorian clothes just looks totally awful. It's like wearing socks and sandals.
Well, you know, when in New Orleans, do as the New Orleans do.
Yeah. Well, I guess you're right. Touche.
Yeah. Not to there. Mm-hmm. Now, that's what the Creole people call logic.
Hey, you guys want to quiet down in there?
The hell was that?
What was that?
You guys are upsetting all those other people in my stomach.
Dude, I think that's the shrimp.
Shh.
Or crawfish.
How the hell is he going to order us around? You just ate us, dude! You just ate us!
Just throw us up. For the love of God.
That was the point. I ate you because I'm hungry. I ain't no believing.
Yeah, he's got a good point.
Wait. Yeah. Hey, you don't want to waste good food. I understand what he's saying. This is obnoxious.
Not only are we stuck in a crawfish's belly, we're stuck in a crawfish's belly that has no sense of humor.
Yeah, and no decency.
Y'all shut up. I'm trying to watch Everybody Loves Raymond.
You got a TV in there? Where are you?
Yeah, we got cable installed a couple of weeks ago. It comes in a little fuzzy, but it's okay.
Well, I guess when you're working all the time, yeah, you deserve a little bit of relaxation.
Yeah.
Sir, me and my friend were arguing earlier about crawfish economics. I think that the crawfish that come down from Ohio and take some of the other jobs of the New Orleans people are right in doing so when you think of trickle-down economics.
Yeah. And I was thinking it was wrong for them to do so because they're hurting their economy where they're at, and it's not helping the New Orleans Delta crawdads because it's taking jobs away from them.
Damn, man. You were right on. Those damn Toledo crawfish came down and displaced my father. That's why I'm working at the mill instead of the bakery that my father owned. They ran him right
That's
out of
sad.
Business.
That's sad.
Yeah, you're right, Sam. I guess, man, I feel bad.
Yeah, it's a hard shell life for me.
Wait a minute. Sam, I'm a ghost. I don't even have to be in here. You can't even digest me.
Yeah, that's true. So you're safe. I'm safe. I guess we're good.
Well, I mean, I can leave. Maybe I can leave and find a search party.
Yeah, go do that. Go.
Yeah, that's okay.
Go,
that's
boy.
What we do.
Go find help. Bring somebody back.
No, I can't leave you behind.
What? Go! Just go!
Okay.
Go get help! Just leave me alone. Go get somebody.
Get your ghost ass out of my belly.
So yeah, Robbie left left in his ghostly form to try to find me help. And what started out to just be a couple hours, I was getting a little worried. And then after 10 hours, I got really worried and I was really craving blood. I kept trying to bite the insides of the crayfish, but it wasn't really working. And then what turned into one day turned into 2 days, which became a week, which begat 2 weeks, and stuck in the belly here. The crayfish is pretty nice, though. I think he understood, and I don't think he was particularly happy about me being there as the indigestion I was causing. But he was nice enough to eat me a bed, and he ate me some books, and he ate me a nightstand, and he ate me a lamp, and he ate a chest of drawers for me, so I could have that. But he had also eaten a whole bunch of clothes, so I'd have something else to wear. And that was nice, and it was good just to keep things dry, and it was really looking like a home, you know? Aside from me not being able to eat really that much, but you know, I'm good. He did manage to eat a couple of goats, and I fed off of those for a little while, and you know, I was really starting to get used and get comfortable to my new little house inside the crayfish prairie lifestyle. And that's when the phone rang.
Sam? Is that you?
Robbie, holy shit.
Yeah, you finally answered
the phone. Where the hell are you? Finally answered. It rang once.
Well.
I'm lucky I still got a charge.
You must have missed my calls.
Thank God the crayfish ate a battery charger. I would have never been able to get this.
You're still in the crayfish?
I'm still in here. You're supposed to get help. Where the hell are you? Where's my help?
Oh, fuck. I thought you went back to our office, back to the Best Guts Music Studio. I've been hanging out in New Orleans the whole time. Actually, I went down to Florida for a while.
What?
Pensacola, hung out on the beach.
What the hell?
It was spring break and hung out at Fort Lauderdale. Saw some boobs.
You know, you're lucky. You're lucky this crayfish has just been... He's been just absolutely nice to me. You know, he's just been just probably one of the bestest people to me ever in my life. And I'm severely disappointed in you.
Sam, you gotta get out of there.
I do gotta get out of here. How do you plan on that? Boy genius? Ghost boy genius? Ghost lad? Lad?
That's not what I called for, Sam. I called to invite you to this party. There's this awesome party at the hotel.
Oh, that's,
you gotta get back here.
Oh, that sounds magical. Yeah, How do I get out of here? You were supposed to call help.
Do you have Atlantis, the number to Atlantis?
Yeah, I do. I hate to call on, though.
Let's see, 555-0738 and hit option 3. Or hit option 0 and you get the operator. But
all right, well, let me just get a... Hold on a sec. Let me get a notepad out of my bureau.
You have a bureau?
Yeah, I've got a bureau. I've got a whole bedroom suit in here.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
That sounds nice. Is it more modern, or is it kind of oak, or what did you get?
Oh, it's in the colonial style from the Caribbean.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful.
Yes, the 1800s.
I love that period.
Yeah, me too. It's nice. It's great stuff. I don't know. It must have just been something that the crawfish ate that was in the sea.
Oh, I wonder...
I don't know where he gets it, but it's nice. I mean, I got a great setup in here. But I really want to leave.
Well,
it's not like
sure,
I want to
sure
see the
you're...
sunlight or anything, but I don't know. Is it daytime or nighttime? I can't tell in here.
It's nighttime right now. I'm at a party. I'm having this awesome party at the apartment. I invited over some vampire girls for you. I invited over some ghost girls for me.
Dang.
And it's we're having a blast. Played some Michael Jackson, you know. Played beer pong. I know how much you love beer pong.
God, I love beer pong. That is the funnest game, hands down, in the history of the world.
No.
I thought quarters was fun, but this is, like, different.
It takes so much skill.
Yeah.
I can drink more beer than anyone.
I can, too, especially now that I'm a vampire.
All right, well, here, let me free up the line for you. Give old Atlantis a call. I think this constitutes an emergency.
Yeah, I think so too.
Back at our apartment. You remember where that was, don't you?
We have an apartment?
I mean, hotel.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
There's some other people living here. Just ignore them.
Okay.
It's fine. They're actually paying for the room. They can't see me.
Oh. But our stuff is still there, right?
Well, yeah, they pushed it off into the corner. Some of it's back in the janitor's closet, and then the manager took home a couple of pieces of our things. Basically, everyone just kind of stole our stuff, but I know where all of it is. But so the thing is, though, that they keep They keep renting it out, and I keep having to have the other people killed so I can stay in this place.
Well...
So get back here. We got some fresh food for you. Got a nice buffet, whatever you need.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll do that then.
Excellent. All right.
I'll give you a Gersh call, keep your phone on because I might have to call you back.
Well, I might not hear it because the music's loud. Just text me.
Well, put it on vibrate.
I got it on vibrate. Who do you think I am?
How do you even hold a phone?
I'll explain all that.
Okay.
You're listening to the best cuts of music.
Oh, Thank you.
Hey, what's up, Sam?
Hey, Robbie. I'm here for the party.
All right.
Where's all the vampire ladies? You said there was going to be lots of vampire ladies.
Well, yeah, as it turns out, there was a lot more attractive and popular vampire having a party down the street, so they all left and went to a different party.
Oh.
They took the ghost women with them, too.
Dang it. It took too long to get out of that crawdad.
I know, it took you weeks. With this the party had been going on since about 3 days after I left the crawdad.
Oh, man. That stinks.
It was awesome.
Gosh. Well, I hope you videotaped it at least.
Well, I videotaped part of it, but then I just put the camera down. And then later, one of my vampire friends picked it up, and I haven't seen Bernard in a couple of days. But we had a great time. As you can tell, the place is a mess.
This place looks like shit.
Did you notice the pizza on the turntable over there?
Oh, gosh.
And the garbled tape coming out of the cassette deck. Yeah, it's like a party scene right out of 16 Candles.
Yeah, this is intense. Is there an Asian man in your tree in your
hanging
front yard?
From the tree? Well, there was a second ago. Bernard took him, too.
I missed that, too. Crap. I'm always late to the party.
Fashionably late, though.
Yeah, I guess, well, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
What, speaking of fashion, what happened to your Victorian clothes and your crawdad hat?
Well, I told those clothes, they're getting smelly, and the crawdad, he ate a bunch of other clothes for me, so I could have those to wear, and I've just been wearing all these random clothes that he's been eating.
It looks like he ate a 90s mother, Limp Bizkit fan, and a farmer, from the looks of your outfit.
Yeah, it's pretty eclectic. I'm sure I'd fit right in Tokyo if I was there.
How'd you get back to, how'd you get out of the whale, or the whatever, the crawdad?
Well, I did finally manage to get a hold of Gersh in Atlantis, and they had some Atlantean guys, they called some Atlantean police. And
strong arms.
Yeah, and they rode some giant seahorses to my rescue.
Across the waves.
Yeah. And then as it turned out, the crawdad had a lot of illegal contraband in his house, and he had apparently been stealing cable from his neighbors. And
really? Yeah. He said he told us that he had, he just got cable.
He just got it, apparently he was taking it from his neighbor.
Jeez.
You know, it's hard to tell the quality and the character of a person from inside their stomach.
Yeah, well, evidently.
He did give me lots of nice things, though. I'll love him forever for that.
So they arrested him?
Yeah. They arrested him, and they took him to a Atlantean hospital, and they did a stomach pump, and I was able to get out.
Nice.
I imagine it was quite painful for him. I'm not sure, but and then from there they loaned me a couple of dolphins, and I stood on each one and just rode them all the way back.
One foot on each one.
Yeah, yeah, 1 foot on each one. Just rode that back to New Orleans.
Were they making all the sounds?
Yeah, they were.
I guess whenever. Yeah.
Dolphin sounds.
I can imagine that.
It's beautiful, sweet music.
It is.
I only wish my brain was as big as theirs so I could understand it.
They were probably saying, get off my back, jerk.
Probably so. I don't know.
Well, it's great to have you back anyways. I mean, we still got the apartment.
Good,
as you can see, there's
see
still the buffet's,
you know,
still here.
You
there's a couple of old tenants' bodies here that you can munch on if you get hungry.
Oh, yeah, that's
hungry.
Good. Gosh, I am starving. I'm getting tired of eating random animals that crawfish was giving me. I mean, fish blood, not the same.
Yeah, imagine you've been craving some human blood for quite some time now.
Not really, because I don't like it. I mean, I crave it, but maybe I just haven't found the right human yet.
Well, I think there's a perfect human for you out there you can eat. If not a few, but I think that in reality, there's lots of different humans that you're going to eat throughout your life. Not
maybe
just one.
So.
You shouldn't settle on just one.
Yeah, and that's like life. I shouldn't have to make lemonade out of humans when I get bad humans.
It'd just be a big bloody lemonade mess.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Hold on. Shit, dude, hide all this contraband. I'll go. Shit, you can't touch anything. Hold on a sec.
I can't touch this.
Oh, God. Let me just look through the people. Fuck, dude. It's the fucking Ghostbusters.
Fucking Oh, fuck.
Crap.
Damn it. I've heard about this. They'll bust up parties.
Dang it.
Here, put this big...
We gotta hide you.
Look, I got this... put this sheet over me, and I'm gonna stand in the corner.
Okay, that should work.
They won't be able to see me then.
Yeah. That's a perfect idea. Hello, officer. Is something wrong?
Well, we got a call about something weird in the neighborhood. Calling to check on that. Can I come in, sir?
Sure, come on in. There's nothing weird going on here. It's all just right. me in my disgusting bachelor pad.
Well, let me look around for a minute, if you don't mind. Sir, you got a lot of dead bodies laying around here. You got any ghosts from these?
Oh, no. There were some ghosts, but they left. Those are just dead bodies. Yeah, they're gone. I didn't even know who they were. I had some friends over, and they died. One thing led to another. Long story, but no ghosts here.
Getting a read out over here. Hey, wait, what's over here?
Don't touch that. That's just a lamp.
Hey, wait,
I covered
what is
up.
This? What is this?
That's the lamp that I covered up for the season. I'm not using it right now. Just leave that alone.
It's a ghost. Thought you told me there were no ghosts in here.
No ghosts. That's not a ghost. That's just a trick ghost that I bought at Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah.
It's fine, Sam. This Ghostbusters just busted a ghost. Hope you're happy for yourself.
Well, busting makes me feel good.
No, wait, you can't.
No, I gotta take him in.
No, you can't. Don't. Why are you doing this?
Look.
You're ruining lives.
Sir, I'm sorry, but look, as a kid, I wanted more than anything to have a ghostbusting party. You know, Ghostbusters were big. Everybody was having them. I wanted them in my house. And, instead, I got a She-Ra party, so...
Guys, don't I have any say in this?
But you have to understand, you're ruining ghost lives. This man has a ghost family. He's got ghost mouths to feed.
No, but you have to understand. Ever since that time, I've been spending my life becoming a Ghostbuster.
Look at you. Your outfit doesn't fit. It's all wrong. I mean, it's clear that you're not even respecting the uniform. I mean...
That's all I got.
And listen, the theme music you have isn't even right. It's just like some sort of generic. Like you got it down at the Salvation Army instead of at a proper record store. I mean, you could have gotten Ray Parker Jr. I mean, what's... It wouldn't have been so hard.
Yeah, you know, truth be told, I don't even like busting ghosts.
What?
I think I had it all along. She-Ra's awesome. Where do I go from here?
Well, you seem like a really great person. I think if you want to make a better life for yourself, stop ghost busting. Get a fanciful and wonderful career like accounting or telemarketing. Or get your paralegal degree.
She-Ra's awesome.
Yeah, that's the spirit.
Yeah.
Let's go with this.
She-Ra's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, She-Ra's awesome.
She-Ra is cool. She's way cool. The Horde, way more evil than Skeletor.
I love the Horde. Yeah. Who's the leader of that?
Hordak?
Hordak. He was amazing. I had that toy when I was a kid. I love She-Ra.
Awesome.
I would watch She-Ra even though it was female specific.
Yeah.
As a male, I loved it.
And I watched He-Man.
Masters of the Universe was just really awesome, don't you think?
All these wasted years.
Hey, wait a minute, guys. I've got an idea. I'll dress up like Orko, because I'm already a ghost. You can dress up like Princess Adora, and you can dress up as Prince Adam.
Oh, sweet. That means you and me are brother and sister, separated at birth.
This is not how I expected my night to go.
Well, it's just another day with the best cuts of music. Thank you.
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music edition
61.
Sam, do you got a number of a good bail bondsman?
No, wait, you can't. No, you can't. Don't. Why are you doing this? Look. You're ruining lives.
Well, busting makes me feel good.